Beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, the last line on page 176. Misha ocha b'makom echad, one who ate in one place, tzarech levarech kodem sheyakor m'makomo, he needs the bench before he uproots from his place. V'im yotza m'makomo v'lo berach, if a person left his place and he did not bench, im hoya b'mezid, if he left on purpose, yachzor l'makomo v'yavarech, then he's required to go back to his original place to bench. But if he did the wrong thing and he benched in the place where he remembered and he didn't go back, so then he is Yotze B'dievid. The Ramah writes, V'davka L'das HaRambam, this that if you benched in the place where you remembered and you didn't go back, then you're Yotze B'dievid, that's Davka L'fi the Rambam. Aval L'das HaRosh, that we'll see in a minute in the Mechaber, this Svirlei Da'af B'shogeg Yachzor L'mekom L'chadchila. But according to the Rosh, who holds that even if you forgot b'shogeg, you have to go back to your original location. So b'mezid af b'dieved lo yotza. So according to the Rosh, he's always one step more machmir, as we'll see. So just like he holds up b'shogeg, you have to go back to your original place. So to b'mezid, even b'dieved, you will not be yotze if you don't go back. V'imhoya b'shogeg, and the Mechaber continues that if one was b'shogeg, he forgot to bench before he left to a new place. L'haRambam yivarech b'makom sheniskar. According to the Rambam, he benches in the place where he realizes it. U'l'haRav Rabbeinu Yonah v'Arosh gam hu yasur l'makomo v'yivarech. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, he also has to go back to his original place to bench. So to summarize, the Mechaber says that one who ate in one place needs to bench before he leaves that place. If he left that place, it depends. If he left the Nezid, he must go back to original place. If he left b'shogeg, then it's a machlokes between the Rambam that he must go back and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, he does not have to go back. In addition, if he left b'mezid where everyone holds he has to go back, b'dieved, if he didn't go back, is he yotzei? According to the Rambam, he is yotzei, and the Ramah tells us, according to the other Rishonim, he will not be yotzei. Let's see the Mishavura back on 176 of Katan Aleph Kodem Sheyakor. A person has to bench before he uproots himself. U'mipina l'pina afilu habayis godol mutter. But if a person wants to switch from one corner to another corner within one room of a house, that's permissible. V'afilu k'she'ein ro'a mekomo harishon. Even if you can't see a first place, but you're within the same room, you can switch locations for benching. K'gon achorei ha'paravon v'kayotze bazeh. Like going to the other side of a mechitza or some other thing that's blocking the room, you can go to the other side of the room and bench. If you have something holding you back that's not allowing you to bench in the room that you ate at all, you can go bench in the room next door if you could still see original location. So within one room, even if you can't see a location, you could just switch to another part of the room and bench. But to go to a different room, so then it has to be there's some kind of ikuv in this room, and that from the other room you could still see this room, then you could bench in a different room. If in the beginning of your achilu you had in mind to bench in a different room in this house, it could be that we could be lenient in a pressing situation. For example, the original room that you ate in is not clean to bench in. So if you had in mind when you started eating that you're going to bench in a different room, so then it could be we could be lenient b'shas adchak to bench in a different room, even if you don't see your original location. In note number one, he writes, "V'im kavanoso b'shas brichas amotzi lecha b'makom acher." If you had in mind to eat in a different place when you made your bracha amotzi, we said earlier, "Shemuter af lechadchila." That's mutter lechadchila to finish your suda somewhere else. Mishum sheshnei makomos nechshavim kimakomot. Both places are considered your place. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, we said that if a person ate in place one, he should not uproot himself until he benches. V'chol arba amos m'makom achiloso choshev makom echad. All the four amos in which he ate is considered one location. V'yuchol lahatik m'makomo ayidei menia katana. And he can move to a different place just with something that is getting in his way, some kind of menia, small menia, he's allowed to switch to a different place. Now this is very strange based on what we just saw, because we just saw in Sif Katan Aleph, that within one room you can switch from one end of the room to the other end of the room if you can't see the place. And here the Mishnah Berurah tells us that your Mokom is the Dalet Amos. And only if you have a Menia you can go without beyond your Dalet Amos. So the Shaar Tzion addresses this in Sifkaton Hey, the bottom of page 176. He writes this idea that your Arba Amos is your location. That's from the Chai Odom. The Chain Mitzad Apir Megadom LeEl Shom Ubir Shom Dahainu B'Mokum She'Eno Mukov Mechitzos. Ah, this is discussing a case where it's not surrounded by walls. That's when we say your Arba Amos is your location, and you need some kind of mania to allow you to go beyond the four Amos. The Ilu B'Mokum Amukov Mechitzos. But if you're in a house, you're in a place that's surrounded by walls, Af B'Yoser Mizeh Mutter, even beyond four Amos is Mutter, like we just saw in Sifkaton Aleph. And even without any maniyah, we said in Sifkaton Aleph that if you benched, if you ate the suda in one corner of a room, you could bench freely in the other corner of the room, no problem, even if you can't see your original location. So that which we're saying in Sifkaton Beis is if you're outdoors, you're in a place where there are no walls, so there's no concept of a cheder, in that case, your makom is your dalet amos, and there has to be some kind of mania, something preventing you from benching in that place to move beyond those dalet amos. Then we said that if you uprooted from your place, which you shouldn't have done, if you did it b'mezid, you have to go back to your original place according to everyone and bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel Afilu Kfar Halach B'Derech L'Meirocho Kama Milin. Even if you went very far, you went to learn in the shul, you went already a few miles away from your location, if you did it on purpose, you have to go back. In lo shehu rachu kol kach, unless you went so far, sha'at sheyachzor l'makomo, that by the time you get back to your original place to bench, yis'akel ha'mazon, the food would already be digested, v'yafsid b'rachasa l'gamri, and you'll lose your bracha achrona totally, then yivarech kan. So if amazed you left to a different place, you must absolutely go back to your original location, unless you went so far that by the time you get back, it's going to be too late to bench. And we'll see exactly what the time is later. But if it will be too late to bench, so then you just at least get what you can and bench in the place where you remember and don't bother going back. And then we said that if you left the mazid, you must go back. But if you didn't go back and you benched in your location where you realized it, you are yotze. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet Yotze, Hainu afilu hoya mazid ba'akiraso. Even if you uprooted yourself a mazid, the gam hazir ata bibracha, and you will also mazid now in your bracha. In other words, you realize you should have benched and you left anyway, and then you realize you should go back by the time you bench and you bench there anyway. Either way, the mechaber paskins that the evidir yotze. Tahainu she yoda hadin she tzarich lachzul l'makomov in his atzel bazeh. You knew the din that you have to go back to your original place, but you were lazy and you decided not to. Afilu hachi yotze b'dyevid. But the Ramah told us that you're Yotzei B'dyevid, when you uprooted yourself and mazed, the Ramah told us that's only Lefi the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, who says that even B'shogeg, you have to go back to your original place, L'chadchila. So then, B'mazed, Af B'dyevid, I'm sorry. So the Ramah told us that Dafka, the Rambam's going to say that if you bench in the place where you realize and you uprooted B'mazed, then you're Yotzei. That's the afkal of the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that b'shogeg you're allowed to bench in your place, and therefore b'mezid b'di'evid you're okay if you benched over here. But the fidah Rabbi Yonah and the Rush, that even b'shogeg you have to go back to your original place, so it's one step more machmir, and then even b'mezid even b'di'evid it's not going to be good. And Mishnah Berurah speaks this out in Sifkat and Hey, that which the mechaber says that if you bench in a place where you realize that you are yotzi, that's the das Rambam Ratzalomer the svirlei b'samuch. The Rambam holds shortly. That if you uprooted your place by accident, then even according to the Rambam, you could bench in your new location. So then, it's enough for us to be machmir b'mezid. So if you uprooted yourself b'shogeg, so the Rambam holds that you could bench in your new location. So if you uprooted yourself b'mezid, it has to be one step more machmir, and that's l'chadchila, you should go back. B'di'evid, if you didn't go back, it's okay. Avaladas ha'rosh, but according to the Rosh, the af b'shogeg tzarech l'chadchila l'asr l'makomo, that even l'chadchila b'shogeg, you have to go back to your original place, mistabret the b'mezid machmirinon tvei. It makes sense that b'mezid, it should be one step more machmir, the af b'di'evid lo yotza, that if you uprooted yourself b'mezid, even b'di'evid, if you bench in your new location, it won't be good. Ulin ha'locha, the bottom line, ha'locha l'maisa, eskimu ha'achronim, the achronim agree. They paskin l'maisa like this Rambam, like the Mechaber, that if you uprooted yourself amazed and you benched amazed there, knowing you should have gone back and you benched there anyway, that b'di'evid you are yotzei the kanabas of katan dalet, like the Mishaburu explained this of katan dalet. So halacha l'maisa, if one left his place when he should have benched and he realized he should have benched and he left anyway, and then he realized when he's benching in his new location he should have gone back and he decided not to go back, afal pikin, if he already benched, so he is yotzei b'di'evid and would not have to go back and bench again. Sifkotan Vav is going on the next part of the Mechaber where he said, if you uprooted yourself, b'shogeg, so according to the Rambam, you could still bench in your new location. Yivarap b'mokom sheniskar, mikomokom gam l'dei azu, but even according to the Rambam, im choza hareze meshubach, if you do go back, it's praiseworthy. And as Sifkotan Tess and Shara Tzion tells us, kei mashav in the Gemara, that's mashav the Gemara, the person that went back, and he found the wallet full of money. The Rambam just holds, if you uprooted yourself with shogig, you don't have to go back. Avad, it's better to go back. You'll be rewarded for going back. But if you don't go back, it is okay. However, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, you absolutely should go back. Sifkatan Zayin. Yachzor l'makom of Yivarach, you should go back to your original location and you should bench. The kosvu ha'achronim dechein nochon linhog l'maisa. The achronim write that this is the way one should be nohog l'maisa, that even if he left the shogig, that he should go back to his original location. In lo shu shas atchak, unless it's a shas atchak, da'oz yuchal lismuch asvar rishona, then he can rely on the more lenient shita of the Rambam and he can bench in the location in which he is. So halacha l'maisa of a person, usually we don't do this with Mesa, we do it with Shogeg. If a person did forget, so l'chadchila, a person should go back to the place where he ate to bench, but with the Eved, if he benched in the place where he remembered, so with the Eved, he is Yotze, but he should absolutely go back. Let's see.
Is there anybody who says that you're not Yotze if you did bench?
Amazing.
Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, that's what the Ramah points that out. The Ramah points out that which we said, if you left the Mezeh, but you have your Yotzi, that's not for the Rambam. But according to the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that they hold that b'shogeg, you have to l'chalchila go back, they'll hold the Mezeh, even if you're not Yotzi. So if you left the Mezeh, they hold that even if you're not Yotzi. But if you left b'shogeg, everyone holds with you are Yotzi, but everyone also holds it's better to in fact go back. Let's see note number 3. V'im okar b'shogeg, if you uprooted from your original place by accident, but you no longer have a zimun in your first location, in your new location you could bench with a mezumin. So the Mishabura tells us later, that's considered a shas atchak. In that case, that would be a shas atchak, and you would be able to remain in the second place and bench there with a zimun. Let's go weiter to Beis. When were all these halachas stated in halacha aleph about going back? Kishayim lo pas od, when you have no more bread in the place where you are now. Avlim yesh lo pas od, but if you have more bread, yochal b'mokom hasheni ma'at v'yivarech, you should eat a little more bread in your new location and you should bench there. Rak shelo yehi ra'ev me'achila rishona, you have to just make sure that you're no longer hungry from your first achila, and then you could just eat more bread and bench over there. Says the Mishaburin Tzekotan Ches, Yochal b'mokom hasheni, eat more bread in the second location, v'afilu b'mezid mahani hai takona, even if you uprooted yourself from your first place on purpose, this takona still helps. Sheyochal kan pas dover muad, eat a little bit of bread in your new location. V'ein tzorach levarech tchila birchas hamotzi, and you will not require a new bracha of hamotzi in your new location. V'lo birchas hamazon mashek farachal, you won't need a birchas hamazon when you ate already. V'yachar achilas pasha bekan, and after you eat your additional bread in this place, yivarach birchas hamazon, you will bench. V'yale lo achila she'ochal b'makom acher, it will cover the achila you had in your first place and the achila in your second place, and that is what a person should do if he finds himself in a new location, b'shogig or b'mezid, if he has more bread, just eat more bread there and bench. We said eat a little bit of bread. How little? Ma'at? Says the Mishavus of Kodin Das, Hainu afilu pochos mikazayas. It could be even a very small piece of bread, even less than a kazayas is enough. The mikomokom mitzarev zel achilo sha'ocha b'mokom arishon. Because the ma'isa, whatever little bread you eat here, is joining together with the bread you ate over there. And that allows you to bench in a new location. V'davka in the mokom asheni ocha gam kein pas. But it has to be that this part that's less than a kazayas was at least bread. Aval parperes v'kisonim, but if it's some kind of mezonos, mitzare b'prin megodim da'afilu kazayas lo mahani. If it's just mezonos, even a kazayas won't help. So it's a hakpoda that it should be pas, and when it is pas, it can be less than a kazayas. If it's not pas, even more than a kazayas will not help you. The only stipulation the Mechaber says was, Rak shelo yehe roev ma'achila rishona, you shouldn't be hungry from your first achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Yud, Dim hu roev, if you are hungry, lo mahani mashi yochel ata, it will not help you what you can eat over here for your original achila. Dikvar hivsid at birchas ha-mazon shel achila rishona. It will not help out with your birchas ha-mazon on your first achila. Kemo shekosav v'sefei, like we'll see in Sifei, v'atuhu chiyav chodosh, and now it's a new chiyav, v'tzorach levarech gam birchas ha-motzi, and you will require a new bracha of hamotzi. This psak is not so pasha. We'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, that it's actually a machlokas brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the poskim, whether if you lost your bracha achrona because you waited too long, if that in fact requires a new bracha rishona or not. Most poskim hold it does not require a new bracha rishona, but here the Mishnah Berurah is saying it does require bracha rishona. In the notes, if we have time at the end, we'll go back to note number 6, where he brings in the poskim a chiluk between the next halacha and this halacha. But for now, what the Mechaber means to say is, if you uprooted yourself from your original location, b'shogeg or b'mezid, and you have bread in your new location, you can eat less than a kazayas of bread and bench over there. But that's only assuming that you were no longer hungry from your first achila. If you were already hungry from your first achila, then you lost out on your benching the first achila. You could still eat here again and bench, but you require a new bracha rishona, and you require, obviously, a kazayas to allow yourself to bench in a new location, but it will only cover your new achila, it will not cover your past achila. Let's go back to the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yesh omrim shekol shivas haminim tu'unim bracha la'achareyam b'mekoman. There are those who say that all the shivas haminim require a bracha achrona in their location, just like we're saying here by bread. V'yesh omrim dechamishas minei dogon dafka. And there are those who say that it's only the 5 grains, only mizonos, not the shivas haminim, not the fruit. V'ayin le'el simen kuf ayin che sifhei. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sifkat on Yud Aleph b'mekoman, they require a bracha achrona in their place, a shivas haminim. The imyotzam and mekomo, and if you left your place without saying the me'ein shalosh, havedino kumosha kosef sif aleph and beis, who would follow all the dinim that we said by bread in halacha aleph and halacha beis. The ayin le'el simikuf ayin ches sif hey, the Mishnah Berurah says in sifkat on Yud Beis, shesham hevi harav od shita shlishis the dafka pas. There, if you remember, the Ramah brought a third opinion. So opinion number 1 over here says, all the shivas haminim require bracha achrona b'mekoman. The Yesh Omrim says that it's dafka, the chamish es minei dogon. There is another shita the Ramah brings earlier, and that's dafka pas. And that none of the shivas haminim, besides pas, would require bracha achrona b'mekoman. Ule'inyan din alach l'maisa kosa sham ha'gra. The Gra writes over there, do ikir kidei ashniya. The Ikra Halacha is like opinion number 2. The Chameshes Minei Dogon Chashivi Kepasl Inyan Zeh. At the 5 grains, that Mizonos is considered bread, Legabe Bracha Achrona B'Mekoman, and the Mela following all the laws stipulated in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. The Ayim B'Mashek Asad Nushab Mishnah Berurah. If you look at note 7, he gives us a summary. Shom Kosta B'Shem Achronim, there the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem the Achronim. Shalachachila Yesh Lahachmir Levarach B'Mekomu L'Achra Achilas Shivas Aminim. L'Chachila, one should go with a more stringent opinion and should make a bracha achrona on all shivas aminim in the location he ate them. U'kumokein im shina es mekomo be'emtza achila, so too if he did a shinui mokom in the middle of his achila from the shivas aminim, ein tzarech levarech aleihem bracha rishona. Again, we go, safek l'kula, he would not need a new bracha rishona in his new location. L'fi shedinim kidin pas, because they would get a rule of pas. U'b'shem ha'gra kosal shom shedin shivas aminim kidin sha'peros. Again, the gra, like we brought that over here, that the din of the shivas haminim would be like other fruits, and therefore lagabe shinimakom would need another bracha, and lagabe bracha achrona would not need a bracha achrona b'mekoman. Let's go weiter in halacha dalud. The mechaber says in sif dalud, ochal ve'eno yodea im beirach birchas hamazon im lav. A person ate, and he's mesupik if he benched. Tzorech levarech misafik, says the Shulchan Aruch, he must bench misafik mipnei shehi min haTorah. Since birchas hamazon is the araisa, it's a safik araisa lechumra. If one is mesubek if he bench, he must bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Yud Gimel, tzorech levarech, he must bench. Hainu kol birchas hamazon, he must say the entire benching. Af bracha revia she'ena ela midirabanan. Even the 4th bracha, which is only midirabanan, he has to say ki hechi delo lezilzulei bei. In order that people should not be mazals on the 4th bracha, therefore Chazal instituted that whenever you have to go back for brachas on Muslim, they suffik, you not only go back for the first 3, which are daraisa, you also go back for the 4th bracha, which is the Rabbanan. Zivkot on Yudalud, you'll go back, may suffik, v'gam yochol lahotzi la'acher sha'acha v'lo berach. A chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and that is that if you're going back to bench may suffik, Safik derais lechumah, you're not sure if you benched or not, you're going back. Misafik, you go back and you could be mosi someone else who for sure did not bench. And if you look at note number 9, he says, Bir hagon rakiv eger, sha'afudas harishonim she'sovrim she'safik derais lechumah, hu rak midrabanon. To machlokas naposum, when we say safik derais lechumah, is that a din daraisa or is that a din rabbanon? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, even if safik daraisa luchumra is only midrabbanon, so you're only going to bench now midrabbanon, mikomakom yachol lahotzi as a mochia midaraisa. You could still be motzi someone else who is benching with a chiyuv daraisa. Why? Mi'achar shemidaraisa gam mishalo ocha motzi as misha ocha midin arvus. Because really, mikir adin midaraisa, a person who didn't eat at all could pater someone else in benching midin arvus. Kol yisrael reivim zel hazeh. So midaraisa, if I didn't eat at all, I could bench for someone else. The rak midrabbanan eino yochal lotzio ad sheyochal. The rabbanan said you shouldn't be motzi someone else until you actually ate yourself. And that's why we'll see later. One who ate a kezayas was only chayv and benching the rabbanon. Kapat is someone who ate till he's full, who's chayv daraisa. V'gam kan tolin lekula shemistama lo berach mikodem. Here also we're told that lekula that mistama he did not bench already. Shesavik the rabbanon lekula. The yochal lo tzio nefri kapatrim. However, this is what Rav Eiger says. The shalok kedas aprichadash shev yishon. This is not like the prichadash shetolen nidon zeb machlokas arishonim in sveka daraisa luchumrim daraisam derabbanim. So the prichadash says this shaila is talu and not machlokas. If you hold suffik daraisa luchumrim is daraisa, then if you go back me suffik you have a chiyuv daraisa the bench you kapatr daraisa. But if you hold that a safik daraisa luchumra is only with the rabbanon, the prichadash says you wouldn't be able to be motzi someone who has a chiv daraisa. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as we just mentioned, argues and holds that either way you can go back. It's not totally on this machlokas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitein Sifkot and Tezvov. The reason why we said that if it's a safik you go back and you bench is because benching is daraisa and safik daraisa luchumra. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tezvov. Mifdei Shem in HaTorah. V'dafka k'shesava. This is dafka. If you ate till you were full, then you'll go back because that's a safik daraisa. Because only benching daraisa is when you're full. The ilo sava, because if you're not full, l'rov haposkim will be the rabbanon. According to most poskim, if you're not full, benching is only the rabbanon, and you would not go back misafik, because that would be a safik the rabbanon. Nikomakom roi l'yireisha mayim nistapik in berach olo. However, it is fitting for yireisha mayim who is in doubt whether you benched or not. Afilu shalo ochal ela kezayis. Even if you only ate a kezayis and he is in doubt. Sheyito yodav yivarach hamotzi. The best eitza is that he should wash his hands again, and he should make hamotzi v'yochol kezayas yivarach hamotzi. And that benching will cover not only his new kezayas, but also his old achilu will take care of the suffik. So even though the Mishnah Berurah first brings down that we only say to go back for benching the suffik if you ate till you're full, so it's a suffik daraisa. But if you were not full, you do not go back on suffik derabanan. But there are poskim that say there is another eitza that you should wash again and make another hamotzi, eat a kezayis, and now bench on both achilas together. Let's look at note number 10. Uleinyan isha she'achla kedei svia. If it comes to a woman who ate till she was full, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, she'safik im chayeves abirchas hamotzi midaraisa midarabanam. It's a safik where the women are chayev and bench, she daraisa midarabanam, if she ate till she's full. The stabka in bircha. So let's say you have a woman who ate a kedei svia, which itself is a safik, whether it's daraisa midarabanam, but she's mesubik if she benched. So kosav ha-mishabura sham she-nechlegu ba-zeh achronim. There there's a bachlogas achronim. V'shemikomakom ha-rotze lismoch al-adeo she-tzrich levarach en limchos biyodo. One who wants to rely on the shita that she has to go back and bench, could go back and bench, but there are those who say she would not go back and bench, because really it's like a suffik, a double suffik. It's like a sveik-sveik. On the one hand, she might only be chayev derabanan, and either if you say she's chayev daraisa, maybe she benched already. So therefore, there are those who say she should not go back and bench. If you look at the next paragraph, Misha ocha kedei sviyavu mesupuk im avar shir ikul. Let's say a person is not mesupuk whether he benched or not. He knows he didn't bench, but he's mesupuk if the time of benching passed. He's not sure if the shir ikul passed already. So daika rishon letzio medivri rambam de'ein lo levarach mesafik. He's been daika in the rambam that he should not bench mesafik. Meidach on the other end, haruch hashulchan varadvaz pirshu bofen acher zivri rambam. They explain the Rambam differently. They write, "Shem ocha kedei svia the suffik in this akela mozum meyav. If you ate till you were full and you're mesupik if the food was digested or not, yivarech me suffik that you should bench v'chein kasev aruch hashulchan sheyivarech birchas hamozum me suffik that you would make that birchas hamozum." Let's go back to note number 6. Note number 6 was at the end of Sifkaton Yud in the Mishabura. We said that you should go back and bench if you switch locations and you have bread there, so you should eat the bread and you should bench in the new location. Rak shelo yehi roev ma'achila rishoni. You just shouldn't be hungry from your first achila. And the Mishabura said over there, the imhu roev lo mahani milshiochlata. If you're already hungry from your first achila, it won't help you eating now, because you already lost your brichas amos from your first achila, and now it's the chiyav chadash. And memelo the Mishabura v'tzarch levarach gam brichas amotzi. And if you lost your bracha achoni, you'll have to make a new bracha rishon. If you look at note number 6, he writes, omnam lekamon. We'll see tomorrow. Shadas harbi achonim shafidul im kvar over zman ikul. Even if the zman ikul, the zman of the bracha achon already passed, mikomokon will hisid as a bracha rishonim lo asir daito. If you're not misir das, you didn't lose your bracha rishona. So why is the Mishabura saying over here, you'll make a bracha of hamotzi? So the Milchas Yitzchak answers up, Shekam meduber shebishah shebirach hamotzi lohaya bedaito gam al achilos acheros. That when he made the bracha of hamotzi, he did not have in mind other achilos. V'rak shenimshach me'achila l'achila, he just happened to go from achila to achila. Shebeofen zeim naser roev nechshav adavar kesach adas. Since he didn't have in mind mitchila, if he goes from one achila to another achila, and he becomes hungry already, that's already considered hesach adas, and he needs to make a bracha shenis. Mash'ekein lahalom, which is not the case over there, that we'll see tomorrow, medubur shahaya bedaito b'shas ha-bracha gam al achilos acheros. When he made the bracha rishon originally, he had in mind to have various achilos. Ulefikach gam kisha'ovar shir ikul, therefore, even if the shir ikul passes, savru achronim she'enu tzarech levarach, achronim hold, in that case, he would not have to make another bracha. Kevin shenechshav adavar kiilu birach gam al achilazo. It's considered that bracha rishona, since he had a matar achilas, it's already covered. It's not considered hesach adas, even if the shir ikul passed. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will finish the siman tomorrow.